Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Bev Nielsen of the Columbus Junction Parks and Recreation Commission about the third Taste of Columbus Junction happening this Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Monkey Run Park Shelters and Swinging Bridge Park. This is part two of a two-part interview. How soon do you think some of these improvements will be made, or are you already in the process of that?
We have our budget, and we are currently fundraising. Our goal is to begin work on the pavilion this fall.
Can you say what the total estimated budget is?
Well, we have a range, minimum of $10,000 and max of $16,000. We've already received $1,000 from our Columbus Community Club. We're hoping to generate another $1,000 from this Taste of Columbus Junction. And then we've applied for several grants that we hope come through. Beyond that, people have a chance to get involved and purchase or donate $100 or more, and that will get them an engraved brick that will border the beautiful concrete pavilion. That information will be available the day of the event, and we'll have forms for people. But beyond that, they can stop in at City Hall and get those forms as well if they can't attend the Taste of Columbus Junction.
And why do you think it's important to make these improvements to the Swinging Bridge Park and in that area?
Well, I'm at the bridge quite a lot, and I see visitors from all over. Just recently, we had a couple from Maine when I was there, someone from Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Iowa City, just, you know, they really come from all over, and we want to make it a little more visible from Highway 92, which is the main entrance area. So we want to beautify that area. We want to also help visitors with their parking and experience when they come to visit the bridge.
Why do you think these Taste of Columbus Junction events benefit the Columbus Junction community?
Well, it's just been a great way for community members and visitors to get a little taste of Columbus Junction. Like I said, the first one had totally an international flair to it, and it was just so much fun to see community people out walking the streets and getting tastes from these great restaurants that we have on Main Street. And I think it helped people want to return and see what they could eat and what they could buy at the various businesses. Mallory has told me that the businesses have reached out to her and said they've seen an increase in traffic, business traffic, since we started these Taste of Columbus Junctions. For me, I just want families to come out and be able to visit and enjoy the parks. I think I forgot to mention that we will have some soccer activities for the kids as well. And we want them to utilize the beautiful green spaces that we have in our Columbus Junction Park system.
And for the different organizations, like you mentioned, like the fire department or police department selling food and such, will other organizations' proceeds also go towards the park improvements, or will be going to themselves?
Actually, they will not be charging anything. There is a $5 per person donation asked, and that, or $20 per family. And you'll get a ticket. You can make those donations at Columbus Junction City Hall or the United Methodist Church to get your tickets ahead of time. Or the day of the event, you can purchase those or donate at the different shelters in the event. And that's what generates the money. Actually, our businesses and all of the organizations are donating their time and skills and food toward going to raise money for our parks So that night, it's just all about getting a ticket. Like I said, $5 per person or $20 max for a family. And then you'll take that ticket around to the different organizations and businesses that have their tastes out that evening. And they'll just mark off that you've been there and you can go on and enjoy the rest of the evening.
I think those are all my questions in case there's anything else you want to add.
No, we just invite everyone to come out and enjoy this family-friendly community event. Okay. We hope to have a really good crowd.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Bev Nielsen of the Columbus Junction Parks and Recreation Commission about the third Taste of Columbus Junction happening this Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Monkey Run Park Shelters and Swinging Bridge Park. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.